I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, a few minutes past 6 p.m. Been talking about all sorts of things today and city politics. So my son Nick is going to be moving in about a month into the city. I'm going to say where, but in the city. And I'm very excited for him. It's the next chapter of his life, and it's a great chapter. And when I was his age, I lived downtown. I lived downtown for 10, 12, maybe 15 years off and on. I think if you're 16 and you live downtown, that's great. But when you're in your 20s, like, to me, that's the time to live downtown or, you know, move or what have you. Saying all that, and off the air, we were just having a discussion because Rach lives in the city. And it's, you love it, I know, but it's becoming increasingly kind of crazy.
Yeah, I've lived in the city for 4.5 years and always pretty much the same neighborhood. I'm very close to downtown St. Louis, so we've talked about Nextdoor on the show before. I get updates for the downtown area on my Nextdoor app. And I saw this last night. Someone posted, and this has 137 comments. They posted, moving downtown feels like the worst decision I've ever made. This month marks a year for me being a downtown resident. Initially, I enjoyed every minute of it, but now it feels like a terrible decision. I will not make the mistake of renewing my lease again next year. I'm so over it. Another guy comments, perhaps you're right. During the shenanigans at the beginning of the month, the looting and rioting, I saw a guy pull a gun on another guy. I've never felt so utterly afraid and helpless at the same time. The explosions I hear on the daily, the shouting, fighting, gunshots, fireworks, drag racing, I'm sure those will continue. People go on to say, I work down at the Landing. I feel like the local government has abandoned us. Fireworks all night, drag racing down Washington Avenue every night. Nobody does anything about it. I would just assume that, especially after the beginning of the month where windows were getting smashed in and people were looting, it's got to be pretty terrifying. We talked to Karen, who is a DGS listener who lives downtown, and she was sharing her experience and how horrible it has gotten. I don't know. I really like my apartment now. And I like my neighborhood fine, but it's crazy.
Can you talk about your Saturday night?
Saturday night, I tried to go to bed early on Saturday, and I didn't sleep all night because of fireworks. And people have been complaining about fireworks, and I'm like, yeah, but can't you turn on a box fan or something and just drown out the noise? It sounded like there were professional-grade fireworks going on right outside my bedroom window. Which is weird because my bedroom window is up against another building, but they were so loud and so frequent. And then I'm getting all paranoid that I started timing the fireworks. Like maybe there's some sort of
rhythm
pattern.
To it.
Yeah. And there was none. But then all day yesterday, I was at my apartment pretty much all day. And it's just like all day, just pop, 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 pop. To the point where I would realize it was happening and go, oh, that's been going on for a while. Like, it's just insane.
So I know July 4th is coming up, but as I understand it, this doesn't have anything to do with July 4th. It's been going on for a while. What do we know about why it's going on? What are even the conspiracy theories at this point?
Well, Andrew was telling us last week that there's a conspiracy theory that it's the police that are setting off fireworks to keep people up so they're too tired to protest. I saw that on the internet last week, too. But I just don't know. I mean, I saw a stat that like...
Seems like a stretch.
Yeah, I mean, that seems pretty
seems
elaborate.
Like a really bad plan.
Yeah, because I would assume a lot of people protesting would be out protesting late anyway. So what are you talking about?
I would love to go protest, but I'm so tired from all the fireworks.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, then I saw a story that said, I think it was NYPD gets like 900 calls a night for fireworks alone. And I don't know what it's like in St. Louis, but it's all night, every night.
So the cops could, if they really followed up, could just do just that.
I don't even think they would have time to do all of it. I mean, honestly, it's crazy. It is insane. And my cat is really scared, which it's like there are people with little kids who get frightened by that kind of thing and dogs that get frightened by that kind of thing. And they can usually just whittle it down to New Year's and a couple days surrounding 4th of July. I mean, it's always been bad around 4th of July. It's always been annoying. And at 3 a.m. on July 6th, they're still going off and it's a pain in the butt. But this is insane. And I feel terrible for the people who live downtown to know that there's drag races going on. Like, there's nothing we can do about that, really? Come on. It just feels like...
Yeah, you should be able to, at minimum, keep people from drag racing on the most popular street in the city.
All right.
Do it, Tony.
Devil's advocate. All right, people are drag racing, and the cops pull them over. Something goes wrong, violence breaks out, and then it's, oh, did you have to arrest a person for drag racing? Did you have to shoot somebody for drag racing? I mean, they are in a
horrible position
right now. A horrible position.
Because people don't know how to act decent. And, you know, there might be some cities out there, probably no large city, but there might be, like, Crafton-sized towns out there that can abolish their police department. But St. Louis needs more cops. This is crazy. It's been ramping and ramping for a couple of years now, and now it's just like, okay, well, they can't do anything. They really can't. It seems like, I said on the show last week, it seems like stop signs and red lights are optional downtown. I don't know what to do. I'm not smart enough to figure it out. I'm not the person to tell the police what to do. But we can't get rid of the police in the city of St. Louis. There were like 13 shootings on Friday and Saturday alone.
Yeah, I was watching...
Somebody was shot on the bus on Sunday, on the Metro
bus. I think
bus.
I was watching the 9 a.m. Channel 5 Saturday morning news, and there were something violent. And they were like right here, like Olive and Tucker. Mm-hmm. Three of them were right here. And I was alone. There was no one to point to and go like, hey, that's where I work. But I'm like, that's where I work. Mm-hmm. Like, that's where I live most of my life, right there. Just nuts. Tony, you having the fireworks?
Not as bad as Rachel is, but definitely, yeah. I mean, it's not constant, but it's not surprising. Like, it happens enough that I'm constantly having to tell James and Maggie that it's just fireworks and it's okay.
Oh, poor Maggie.
Yeah. But they don't. Nobody cares about that.
No.
Nobody cares about my kids.
No.
Nobody cares about all the other kids that are living there.
It's just selfishness. It's pure selfishness.
Well, here's what I'm trying to wrap my mind around. It's one thing to annoy people because you're celebrating. That doesn't sound like what this is. Mm-mm. It sounds like they're annoying people because they want to annoy people. Like, this is what they're trying to do.
There's an attitude out there right now that is just, we can do whatever we want.
And they're right.
And they're right.
Until it changes, they're right.
Yeah, and they're right.
One of these days it'll change.
But the more that the police try to do, the more they are told to get lost.
Yeah.
That you don't belong here.
Well,
we don't need you.
Right now, the city of St. Louis is just in terrible shape.
I think it's more than just the city.
You have the mayor under fire.
The city's really bad.
You have Kim Gardner, who won't prosecute anyone. You have the cops. I mean, I really feel bad for the cops. They're not monolithic. You have great cops, you have bad cops. Mm-hmm. But in general, I don't blame them that they know that no one has their back. They know that at best, I'm going to put myself in a situation, put myself in danger, arrest someone, and then Kim Gardner's going to let them out at best. Mm-hmm. And at worst, I get some sort of an allegation against me or something goes sideways. Now I'm on Fox News because now I'm the latest. It's terrible. Mm-hmm. Just awful.
So why would they stop somebody from setting off fireworks? or drag racing.
I've also seen, just back to the fireworks specific problem, that since there's not really going to be any public fireworks this year, that there's a lot of like black market sales of the industrial grade fireworks going on. Because they're trying to move them.
I was
going to
say, they're not cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah, but those, the like industrial grade aren't, but you'd be surprised at, I mean, every year when I buy fireworks for the 4th of July party that we do at my in-law's house in Jefferson County where everything's legal, I buy some pretty big fireworks and they are not expensive at all. And there's, like Rachel said, there's even more available this year because there's less official fireworks. So there's probably just a fire sale, no pun intended, at all these fireworks tents.
I don't know when your lease is up. Let's say it's a year from now. If in a year from now it was the same, would you really think about moving out?
My neighborhood specifically is great. I really love where I live in the city. The fireworks were making me very angry this weekend. And like I said, it's selfishness because before I was like, just turn on the fan until I had my fan on. And I'm like, this is insane. Stop. No, I don't know. I just moved like less than a year ago, so I don't like moving. So I'd like to stay here for as long as I can, as long as I don't feel in danger. And I don't. But if I were living in my old neighborhood, I'd probably be packing my stuff right now.
Yeah,
honestly. Because, I don't know. Like I said, I'm just tired. I'm tired of, why can't people just behave themselves? It's beyond a criminal and a police issue. You can't blame all of this on the police. Look, I'm all for holding them to higher standards. Incentivize good cops to say something when they see something terrible going down. But you can't just say every problem we have is because of policing, because it's not. There's stuff going on that I rely on the police to keep a lid on. And right now they're kind of muzzled and can't do too much. And there's so much of it happening that they wouldn't even be able to stamp everything out because people just want to behave however they want to behave. I don't know. I'm not, like I said, I'm not smart enough to be the one to figure it out. But if I could, I would just tell everybody to act better. It's not that hard to not cause a ruckus and make your neighbor uncomfortable. It's not that hard.
I think that's definitely an answer, and it should be the answer, but I'm not sure that people are going to do that. And I worry at what it's going to take to stop it, because I worry that, and I'm not just talking about fireworks in the city of St. Louis. I'm talking about just the world. Mm-hmm. I worry that it's going to take something bigger than what got us here to change the direction.
Well, any problem, the more you let it get out of control, the bigger the...
harder it's going to be to...
The fix is going to be. Harder it's going to be to fix it, no matter what it is. So, yeah, you continue to let this happen. Yeah, you're right. It is going to take something big and drastic and ugly to fix it.
I was a really interesting podcast I was listening to last week that said... there was some doctor who predicted this was going to happen back in March. They didn't predict that a police officer was going to kneel on a guy's neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. But they were like, anything that happens when people are locked up like this, it's going to go insane. And it's been going insane for a month. I saw yesterday it's been 1 month since George Floyd. Doesn't it seem like last week and also 6 months ago? Like we've lived a lifetime.
I feel like to the Trump people, don't crush me for this. I don't mean it the way you're going to take it. I measure my life like pre and post Trump. My life changed considerably when Trump took the presidency. Good or bad, but he made this job way different. And then pre and post COVID. So that when I try to think of how life was even 5 years ago, it for real feels like thinking about my childhood. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's just so crazy.
Man, remember back, was it the Oscars this year? There was some, maybe there wasn't enough female directors at the Oscars.
That was the big problem.
That was what we were most concerned about for a couple of days.
Yes.
Are you joking me? Come on.
I know.
I long for those days where Greta Gerwig got snubbed. What I would give to have those back.
And she did get snubbed. So.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.